Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Recently, I came across an alarming article by Congressman Sam Johnson of Texas. Johnson was a fighter pilot in the Air Force who served in the Vietnam War and spent almost 7 years as a prisoner of war. He endured torture and nearly 4 years of solitary confinement. He is a decorated war hero whose honors include 2 Purple Hearts. Now Johnson is troubled by the Obama administration's abuse of power and brazen disregard of traditional American rights. During last year's U.S. government shutdown, some U.S. military priests were threatened with arrest if they ministered to their parishioners. Congressman Johnson says that threatening members of our military, if they worship, reminds him of the strict orders to him and his fellow POWs in Vietnam prisons not to hold worship services. When they defied this order, they were tortured. But rules during the shutdown are only a small part of Obama administration assault on religious liberty. Representative Sam Johnson also mentioned Obamacare and the HHS mandate. We should be very thankful about the Supreme Court decision in the Hobby Lobby case, but that case should never have gone that far. Congressman Johnson points out that Obamacare and its mandates are an assault also on private enterprise. In America, we've always been free to work where we want and manage our businesses how we want. That's what sets us apart from the communists whom Congressman Sam Johnson fought in Vietnam. I hope you won't brush off Congressman Sam Johnson's words as hyperbole. I find his observations very troubling. He's seen firsthand a country without freedom, and the fact that he can make any comparisons to today's America is truly alarming. The lawlessness of our current administration will have consequences, and the restrictions on religious liberty are some of the most dangerous.
Our founding fathers would not recognize the America being reinvented by President Obama. A new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier spells out Obama's campaign to secularize America. The title, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And you can get your copy where quality books are sold. Or go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 20th day of January. In case you missed the prepper tip of the day, the first hour, here it is again. Batteries, batteries, batteries. Lots of batteries. You want low self-discharge batteries, nickel metal hydride, lithium, and lots of them. Your equipment that takes batteries, if you're going to not use it for a week or two, take the batteries out. Please do that. Please. I've made a mistake of not doing that myself with several pairs of electronic earmuffs, and they're no longer electronic earmuffs. They're plain earmuffs. Still effective, but not as nice as when they actually worked. So, stock up on batteries now. They're cheap and easy to get at the moment. At least 2 battery chargers. You're going to need also 2 battery testers. Get the ones that will test all kinds of batteries, even the button batteries. More and more button batteries being used, of course, especially for red dot scopes and illuminated reticles and things like that. You're going to need racks to store the batteries in, keep them organized, a set of racks for the discharged batteries waiting to be charged up, a set of racks for the already charged up batteries. At least 2 chargers, as I mentioned, preferably 3. At least 2 battery testers, preferably 3. Backups on the backups. So There's your prepper tip of the day. Paul Martin has not called in. It's really early in Mountain Time, especially for a guy who stays up late. Paul's place of employment keeps him up late hours. So we'll continue on, and if Paul joins us, that's great. If he doesn't, no sweat, G.I. These wars, these never-ending continuous wars, American troops are going back into Iraq, in case you don't know it, by the way, to train the Iraqi army. Well, they've spent the last 12 years training, of course, discharging and breaking up Saddam's army was a massive mistake, and I have no doubt that many of the ISIS fighters that we're now fighting, that probably quite a few of them, I don't know this for a fact, are former members of the Iraqi army. I don't know. I know they are drawing foreigners from all over the world to come to Iraq and fight on behalf of ISIS. We have a call here. We've got Jared in Georgia. Good morning, Jared.
Hello, John.
What's on your mind this morning?
My name's Gerald. I was calling.
Oh, Gerald. Okay. Well, my engineer wrote Jared, but go ahead, sir.
I came in. I listened to your show yesterday, and I was really taken aback by forcing off a figure that, like you said, really upsets liberals and socialists when something like this comes on, and it draws as much attention and much support from the American people. But I've been affiliated with Kraft International, which is Chris Kyle's company, for over 2 years.
And, okay, good.
And I say affiliated, such as a training course and actually taking on their tactics and stuff and training with them.
And, are you an instructor or a student, sir?
A student.
Okay.
And I was really... you know, and being in that environment and stuff, you kind of realize, you know, some of the statements people are making was probably 8th, 9th, 10th hand stuff, you know, like the deal with Jesse Ventura and the lawsuit and all that. That's all under appeals. There's 8 or 9 eyewitness testimony that didn't get to be brought forth last time that'll be brought forth this time. And I fully expect it to be the verdict changed on that. But anyway.
Really? Okay, sounds like you got some inside information there.
Well, if you're around that environment, around that area over in West Texas, you would know, or Central Texas, you would know the information. And I don't know that for a fact. That is just what comes from some of the people that are in the know, they're on site.
Right.
Anyway, but for what this guy did and what he portrayed and the sacrifices he made in his personal life and actually what he ended up doing in Iraq, and for people to call in and not say anything other than, well, I'm not going to see the movie because of this, and one excuse after another. Well, here's the thing. Unless they've been affiliated with these people and know them and looked in their eyes and can say that they can feel the emotion and passion that comes from these people and what they really did, they really don't have a leg to stand on when they're 600-700 miles away just making a statement over the phone. And
right.
So anyway, but that's just really what I wanted to say. I was taken aback by it, you know, that I thought, you know, I'm an all-American. I've had family members since the Revolutionary War in every conflict. And I just would really appreciate people taking a second look before they cast judgment, because this is a story, and I'm sure they probably showboated some of this. I know there's one scene that it definitely is, and but that's Hollywood.
And, right.
But anyway, he protected the Marines. He saved men. His main goal was to save our men's lives, and if that is at the cost of a dozen, 2 dozen, 200, 300 insurgents, then so be it. But the question I have is for American people who want to cast judgment on that, is what's going on in France and Belgium? That's been brewing for a while. these cells have been there for a while, and they suddenly went active.
Right.
Do they not think that is not possible here? I would say right now that these cells are brewing in this country right now. In Beirut, I've worked around and with Israelis and the Lebanese, and I can promise you, if they're devout Muslims, we're nothing but dogs. Their goal is to actually kill the infidel first because we help the Jew. And we're nothing but lower the dust on the soles of their shoes.
Well, thank you for your comments. We appreciate it, sir. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 20th of January. Quick reminder, gas and diesel fuel have gotten very inexpensive compared to what they were just a month or two ago. If you want to store up some fuel, you need to go to my website, thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Freeze Dry Guy logo, and get your fuel storage products. PRIG for gas, PRID as in Delta for diesel fuel, from Freeze Dry Guy. So go to my website, scroll down to the Freeze Dry Guy logo, and get your fuel storage products. Get that fuel now while it's inexpensive and store it properly. so it'll be there when you need it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Don in Texas. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. I've got an idea for you. You're a radio show talk host. You have guests on your show.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you get Jesse Ventura on your show?
Well, that might be easier said than done.
He's very accessible.
Well, I'll attempt to do that. He'd make a good guest, and it'd be good to hear his side of the story. It would be interesting to find out also if there are 8 or 10 witnesses who will verify the Chris Kyle story about what happened in that bar. That would be fascinating, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And, you know, even if you can't get Jesse in anytime soon, his son Tyrell is even more accessible than Jesse is. And I think that would go a long way toward maybe resolving some of the questions and things that have been brought up the last couple of days.
Right. Well, anything Tyrell would have would probably be hearsay. But getting Jesse on would be a good deal. Right.
Yeah, Alex and, you know, other guests, other hosts have him on their show. So I think he'd be quite accessible and I think it'd be a great idea. I'd look forward to the show.
Well, I'll look into it. I can't make any promises, but I will look into it.
Sounds good, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call, Don. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, it appears that Paul Martin is taking the morning off, and that's okay. Paul's a hard-working guy, and he just needs to get his rest. Controversy over this film kind of caught me off guard, to say the least. I really didn't expect it, but it's here. The film over the holiday weekend had more ticket sales than any film ever released in the month of January. Pretty phenomenal. It's got the liberals and the communists in Hollywood pretty upset, to say the least. So I encourage you to please consider going to the movie house. Maybe it's been a while. I know a lot of people, they go for years at a time, never set foot in a movie house, in a theater. But maybe this would be a time to make an exception and visit a theater, catch a matinee, catch an evening performance, whatever, and watch that film, American Sniper. It's not your typical war movie. The segues back and forth between war and peace, between these deployments, kind of caught me off guard, quite frankly. He had 4 tours in Iraq. And before the end of the first tour, he had acquired his nickname, The Legend. Before the end of his first tour, there was a price on his head by the enemy. It put a bounty on the head of Chris Kyle. Carlos Hathcock had a bounty on his head by the Viet Cong, by the way. White Feather was his nickname. He had a white feather he stuck in his hat. That was his signature. So I ordered a copy of Chris Kyle's book yesterday on Amazon. I expect to take delivery before the week's out. I will probably read it over the weekend. I don't know how long the book is, but typically a book like that I can read in 2 or 3 sittings. And I'm looking forward to reading the book. And this new lawsuit coming up, I don't know the facts. All I know is what I've read, like you guys. If there is another 8 or 10 witnesses who will support Chris Kyle's story, that of course would be devastating to the cause of Jesse Ventura. Now, I like Jesse. Jesse's TV show he did, I thought it would be a bunch of fluff and not amount to anything, but he actually did some excellent investigative journalism that woke up a lot of people because it was very mainstream. And that's important. And that's a great service he did. Getting back to the film, it was an emotional roller coaster. It truly was an emotional roller coaster for me. the actor portraying the character of Chris Kyle did an excellent job of showing the emotion that was happening at the time. If you watch the trailer, you'll see images of a Iraqi boy in the process of picking up a rocket-propelled grenade launcher that was loaded, ready to be fired. And I won't tell the outcome of that, but he was being observed by Chris Kyle through the telescopic sight while that whole thing was going on. And I'm sure that was taken right out of the book. Yes, the book was probably ghostwritten. To me, it's a big so what. The ghostwriter and the person who whose biography it is, autobiography it is, it's a project that they work on together. A cooperative effort, a joint venture to tell the story of the man or woman in a manner that will be marketable. So the ghostwriter has the writing skills. The person of interest whose story it is has the story. And the two work together to create the finished product, which is the autobiography. Was it ghostwritten? I don't know. Do I care? Not really. Because the person of whose autobiography it is, they almost always have complete literary control over what gets in the book and what doesn't. That would be the norm. This whole story about Ventura and what happened or did not happen in this bar, to me, that's basically a side note. You know, what Chris Kyle did in Iraq is a matter of historical, provable fact. That's what matters. What this man did in Iraq is a matter of historical, provable fact, and nothing's going to change that. He overcame alcohol abuse to get his life back, basically, and start a business. Were there issues between him and his wife? Yes, there were. Were they probably going to get a divorce? Probably. But another aspect of this is his widow and his children, most importantly, will benefit from royalties from sales of books and tickets being bought and eventually DVDs being purchased. That's all a good thing also. Got the bottom of the hour break coming up here, and let's see, a caller in hold, a gentleman from Texas. We'll be back after the break and get back to this topic. Where's the music? It's coming up. I know it is. long 30 seconds. We'll talk about freeze-dry guy here in a moment after the break. There's the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 20th of January. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the freeze-dried guy logo there on my homepage on the right side, which looks suspiciously like Special Forces brass by design, you'll find the 36-day premium food unit. This is something new. He had a similar one that he was marketing and with great success, and this one is even better. You've got 327 half-cup servings of food. It's enough food for one person for 36 days. There are no cook items. All you need is boiling water. Put it in a pouch or mix it up. If it's a number 10, well, actually, there's no pouches. These are number 10 cans. Just mix it up with boiling water. Let it sit for a few minutes, and it's ready to eat. Here's what's in the number 10 cans. First, the freeze-dried items. Rice and chicken, spaghetti with meat sauce, chili mac with beef, cooked diced chicken, plain scrambled eggs, the breakfast skillet, cooked garden green peas, instant white rice, and diced pineapple. On the dehydrated side of the house, we've got ABC stew mix, rolled oats, and pinto beans. Now, the regular price for all this food for 36 days is $322.49. On sale right now, $240.92, shipping included to the lower 48. Two units, that'd be enough for 72 days for one person. $461.84, that's a savings of $183.14, shipping included to the lower 48. You get the details, just go to my website, scroll down to the logo and click on it, and get all the details from Freeze Dry Guy. We are patiently waiting here, our caller, Ron from Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Darrell. How are you doing this morning?
Real good.
Well, once you read this book on Chris Kyle, it's going to open your eyes up. He even admits in there that it was overblown. A lot of stuff that he said was just a lie, and he's nothing but a liar. So these people that are supporting him, I mean, there was people in Vietnam that made more kills. They just wasn't recorded. There was more people. There was other people in Korea that had more kills, sniper kills, than him. He's not the greatest guy. He's a liar. He can sit there and lied about Jesse Ventura being in a bar 3,000 miles away. Jesse hates SEALs. Jesse is the most, I know Jesse, and he is one of the best guys that loves the SEALs. He loves the military, and he loves his country. And him to sit there and lie like he did, he got what he deserved on the part of not dying. I'm not saying that, but on the part of getting sued. That's why they came out with all this crap on this movie and this book. But once you read that book, you'll have a totally different opinion on what you're saying about him.
Well, Ron, I'll be getting the book later this week, and I'll read it, and I'm going to reserve my comments until after I read it.
Yeah. But
all right.
I appreciate you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We appreciate the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. A lot of controversy. A lot of controversy, no doubt whatsoever. I segment, I compartmentalize. That's what I do, and I've been doing this for a long, long time. The legitimacy of whatever war it might be, whether it's Vietnam, Iraq, or Afghanistan, the legal legitimacy of that war, I compartmentalize it and separate it from the way our men conducted themselves. For me, it's two separate issues. Men can and do and did serve with honor and valor in these wars, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, despite the fact, and it is a provable fact, that the wars were illegal, Vietnam, for example, the entire effort in terms of American engaged in offensive combat actions was based on the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which is based on the non-existent Gulf of Tonkin incident. Former Secretary of State Robert McNamara, in his autobiography, admits that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. So we have 55,000 names on a black granite wall in Washington, D.C., based on an absolute lie. Ryan talks about lies. Well, there's a lie for you. Getting a country to go to war based on a lie. In Vietnam and Iraq, the lie was the non-existent nuclear weapons program. In Afghanistan, it was the allegation that the Taliban were somehow connected to the events of September 11, 2001. Well, they had no involvement in that. And then any involvement Bin Laden had is marginal. His own statements basically said he thought it was a dandy idea that the Twin Towers were brought down, but never admitted to being part of it. I don't want to get into that whole 9/11 thing. That's a bottomless pit of controversy, to say the least. But if you have a question or comment, you're certainly welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. Michael Moore? Yeah, how long would Michael Moore last on the battlefield? I'd give him about 10 minutes before he would be a casualty. Michael Moore, what a joke. Talking about snipers being cowards. I believe that's what he said, or close to it. Nothing could be further from the truth. You're going out as part of either by yourself or a two-man sniper team, or maybe three or four guys, depending on how it's configured, deep in the enemy territory. A coward doesn't do that. Hardly. Making yourself the premier target of your enemy. Generals know quite well the threat posed by snipers. Snipers are regarded as force multipliers by any and all armies. They have the ability to specifically target individual high-value targets, such as field grade and flag rank officers. If they have a 50 caliber rifle, they can take out high-value equipment, such as radar and communications equipment. They have the ability to gather intelligence that cannot be gathered otherwise. Yes, we have drones and we have all this gee whiz Star Wars technology. Nothing's going to take the place of a man with a pair of binoculars in his hands. I'm here to report that as a fact. Nothing's going to replace a trained man with a pair of binoculars reporting back what he observes. Now, I've read Carlos Hathcock's autobiography. I'm looking forward to reading Chris Kyle's for whatever's there. I don't know what's there yet. We've had these various reports. Ron gave us his opinion, having read the book. I'm going to reserve my opinion until after I've read the book. We've got a professional journalist commenting on the film American Sniper who didn't even see the movie. Doesn't sound like a professional journalist to me, but that's what happened. If for no other reason to irritate the liberals, go watch the film. It will irritate the liberals. That's a good thing, in my opinion. It's a real good thing. Liberals fear a lot of things. They fear men and women who don't need them and don't need what they have to offer, which is cradle to grave care. They really don't like that. They fear it. They actually do fear it. A healthy man with a pickup truck full of tools that doesn't need what they have to offer, who can be independently make a living in his chosen profession, they don't like that because you don't need them. You don't need what they have to offer. You don't need their help. You don't need their control. That's a good thing, being independent. Now, I should mention here we got enough time. Maybe if you need extra income, start selling your dust collectors. Get yourself an eBay seller's account, a PayPal account, a digital camera. Obviously, you need internet access. We all have dust collectors. That's just the American way. Closets, basements, attics, garages with dust collectors. I've even seen used socks being sold on eBay. Good grief. Take those dust collectors, turn them into cash. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 20th of January. One of the things that in my website I haven't talked about in quite a while is Major Robert Rogers standing orders, Rogers Rangers standing orders from 1759. Amazingly enough, those of us in Special Forces still hold Rogers Rangers standing orders in high regard. They're just as valid now as they were in 1759. So it's a free download on my website on the left side there. You can scroll down, print it out, and keep it handy. There's people who've produced posters. I've got a framed poster of the Rogers Rangers standing orders myself that I keep in my office. So check it out. You also find the energy cleaner there at my website, thelibertyman.com. We focus on two things, pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Most American adults, most of the time, have issues with one, the other, or both. I'm starting my fourth year this year, selling the energy cleaner, and now I'm now offering, as of a couple of months ago, a 30-day money-back guarantee. I've been doing this long enough to understand how well this works. Working with people buying their second, third, and fourth unit, why would somebody buy the second one if the first one didn't work? $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can order it right off my website, thelibertyman.com. You can send me a check or a money order. My address is at my website, thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. This film will invariably bring a lot of attention to precision marksmanship, specifically long-range precision marksmanship, long-range being anything beyond 300 yards. Out there, 300 yards, the average marksman with an M16 can hit a man-sized silhouette pretty consistently. Once you start getting past 300 yards, well, the 223 5.56 NATO round really starts failing in terms of being able to do anything of any consequence. Not that it's that great close up either. It's a varmint round. It's meant for shooting groundhogs. It's great for shooting groundhogs. And I know in Missouri it was illegal to hunt deer with it. I think it's become legal now in many states to shoot deer with that 5.56 cartridge. I'm not a big fan of the 5.56 cartridge, but it is part of our world, it's part of our reality, and I own several rifles chambered for that round. If you know the limitations of the round and work within them, you can do okay. And there clearly are limitations with that cartridge. But need to understand that, and it's true of any cartridge. Every cartridge has its limitations, and every cart you need to work within those limitations of every cartridge, whether it's a pistol cartridge, a rimfire, centerfire rifle, whatever it might be. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot more attention to the skills of precision marksmanship. Once you get out to 600 yards and farther, things get really interesting with long-range precision marksmanship. A little bit of wind becomes a big deal. A 10-mile-an-hour crosswind at 100 yards, I don't even think about it. It's not going to move that projectile, maybe half an inch, if that. At 300 yards, it starts becoming an issue. At 600 yards, it really is an issue, and you need to compensate for it. At 1,000 yards, shooting a 308, 7.62 NATO round at 1,000 yards, you're basically aiming 18 feet above the target to be able to hit the target. It's almost like light artillery, isn't it? And the wind plays a big role in that, in being able to hit your target. The temperature and humidity start coming into play once you get 600 plus yards. Now, there's some controversy about whether the rotation of the Earth plays a factor or not. But in precision shooting, I know something that plays a huge factor is your heartbeat. And there's a scene in the film, American Sniper, where they got Chris Kyle on the rifle range learning his skills, and they do mention timing your shot with your heartbeat. Of course, in combat you may not have that option. You may have to shoot when the opportunity presents itself, heartbeat aside. But what little bit of competition shooting I've done with high-powered rifles, I learned very quickly that breath control is critical, and being aware of your heartbeat is just as critical. That front sight with each beat of your heart if you're in a sitting position, especially as opposed to prone, it's going to move maybe a 64th of an inch. Now you may say, oh, John, a 64th of an inch, what's that? Well, it's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. Your front of that barrel moves up or down a 64th of an inch at the firing line. That translates into a pretty great distance, 1,000 yards away. I don't know what it is offhand, if it's 18 or 24 inches, but it's a lot. It's a lot. And that's where practice comes in. I've got in my book collection, and I am a reader, and I do have a pretty good collection of books. I've got probably 8 or 10 books on sniping. The best one, in my opinion, is The Ultimate Sniper by Major John Plaster, the updated version. The original one came out about 20 years ago. He came out with the updated version, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. It's a large format, paper-bound book. It's got probably 400 or 500 pages. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But he gets into all the nuances of sniping, including field craft. Field craft is a major, major part of being a sniper. Don't fool yourself. It is. Being able to move silently through the bush without being observed. It's skills that I've developed to a pretty high degree myself, in the private sector, not in the military. So I expect that already, the film's only been out since Friday, that schools that teach long-range precision marksmanship are already getting calls and already getting new students to sign up. I don't offer that training. I don't feel qualified to offer that training myself. I know men who are. I don't consider myself one of them, even though I am an NRA-certified instructor for safety and pistols and home defense and so forth. And I'm a pretty good shot. You set up a dime, a football field away, 100 yards. I will shoot it 3 times out of 5. A nickel at 100 yards, I'll shoot 5 times out of 5. That's sub-minute of angle. Minute of angle at 100 yards is 1 inch. So I can shoot consistently sub-minute of angle shots. And that's pretty good marksmanship. It was kind of funny when I was in basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, qualifying there on a rainy, cold day. That was, I don't have time to tell that story right now. We're just about wrapping up the show for this, for today. Sam will be up here, Sam Bushman. Great host. I encourage you to listen to Sam. And, we'll be back tomorrow morning with Tim Spencer and talking about the events of the day. So that'll be a fun time also. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, now while you can, your firearms ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.